Eli into the studio.
Thank you guys, thanks for having me.
No, pleasure. And we've got you in to talk a little bit about the charity event, or World record breaking event that you're planning to do, and a little bit about your music and what's going on. So first of all, tell us a little bit about what you plan to do with the world record attempt.
So basically, I'm a tattooist as well, and we're having 8 tattooists tattoo me at the same time, which I've never seen done before, and I've done a lot of research. And so we're going to have 4 on one side, 4 on the other. I'll be spread out like a starfish.
I was about to ask, and what parts?
We spent this afternoon before you got here thinking, how does this work? So you've got to tell us in detail.
Yeah.
And then, it'll be 3, 2, 1, go, needles in.
Right.
And we're doing it for a song called Raven Skin, which is the name of the studio as well.
Okay, so you're actually using it for a track that you're releasing soon. Cool.
Yeah, and then filming a music video for it. It'll be going live as well, so if you want to check it out, come and give me a follow. And yeah, so 3, 2, 1, go. And we're doing all the lyrics from the chorus all over the body.
So oh, really?
Sort of makes sense. So.
Okay, and you said the name of the song is Raven Skin.
Raven Skin, yeah.
And that's obviously the name of the the tattooist shop that you've got.
Which my dad started.
Oh, really? Okay.
20 plus years ago now.
Well, I think there's a lot of people on the island that are familiar with that name.
Yeah.
And it's definitely been that a lot of people have gone to. Yeah. So, how long do you think it's going to take to do this? How long are you going to put yourself under this pressure?
I'm hoping it's not going to take too long. I think it should be done within 15, 20, 30 minutes max.
Okay.
Well, okay.
So depends how fast the tattoo is.
Dare we ask, so 4 on the left, 4 on the right.
Yeah.
What are we doing? Starting at the shoulders?
Shoulders, arms, thighs, and bottom.
Okay.
Now, I've got a bit of space.
Now, just obviously because we're not on television, so you do have 1 or 2 tattoos already.
I've got a few.
I've never had a tattoo. Does it hurt? You must get asked this all the time. Does it hurt?
Some areas, yes.
Okay.
And everybody's different. One person will say that hurt, and then the other person will say the same area didn't hurt. I've had my whole head done, and I fell asleep at one point.
I had an experience where I fainted when I had acupuncture. So I think I am...
You're probably not right for tattoo, are you?
I don't think so. But either way, if you want me to pass out, then it'd be a laugh.
Yeah.
But... Crikey, so 8 tattooists, half hour. Some people pass out with just literally 1 tattooist.
I've had a few.
What's going to stop you? Have you really? Oh, I'll ask you what one of the funniest experiences are in a moment. But so how do you think you're going to not pass out?
I'm going to have to get myself in a bit of a meditated state.
Okay, fair play. Zone out.
I would say a bottle of Jack Daniels, but I shouldn't say that.
No, don't try that at home, people.
No.
But it's, I feel like one area might hurt more than the other, so my mind will focus on that.
Okay, fair play.
But maybe it won't, I don't know, I might go into a full on.
So in your experience from your previous tattoos, where has hurt most?
Around my nipple.
Okay.
I was really worried about what the answer was going to be there, if I'm honest.
No worries.
My foot as well. My left side of my legs, anyway, was a lot more painful than my right.
Right, okay.
And my left foot was awful, but my right foot was okay.
So I guess, like you say, everyone's different. You don't know till you try. Yeah. Okay.
It tickles something different in everyone's brain, I suppose. Yeah. Fair play. So... Obviously, that is the actual event, what you're planning to do. What is it to raise money for?
Yeah, so we're raising money to buy a plot of land in Spain.
Right, okay.
And we want to build a retreat centre, a place where people can come and really feel rooted with the earth, do retreats for kids. We were talking earlier about the horse therapy.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Really, helps with people struggling with mental health and...
Animals do that anyway, don't they?
Especially horses, they're really spiritual animals.
Yeah.
We're just trying to raise money, get the land, and then start building and growing our own veggies and, just doing what we can for
building your own little community, basically. Yeah. Oh, that sounds
cool. But we want to we'll be doing packages, deals for people to come over from England, and hopefully we'll have a tattoo shop, a music studio. All sorts going on.
Yeah. Cool. Book me in with a music studio.
For sure, for sure.
So you're currently living in Spain with your partner as well.
Yeah, recently.
Even though you're an island lad.
Yeah.
But you're just branching out, and you've said you've made an agreement that when you got together that it wasn't going to be island forever because she's from France, did you say?
Yeah, she's from Paris, yeah.
So you've agreed with Barcelona.
Yeah.
How are you finding Barcelona?
It's beautiful, yeah. It's a little bit hot right now, hence why I come back.
Fair Tactical. No,
it's a beautiful city. I'm a bit of a country boy, so I like to get out in the nature a bit, but you are surrounded by nature as well, and around the city is just full of nature.
It is a beautiful city, without a shadow of a doubt.
One of the mountains, we didn't talk about it, the
Montserrat?
Montserrat.
Yeah.
Wow, that's magic.
Have you been up to the, they've got the churches up there. I drove up to that, and I was like, what is this? And I was like, do we go through or not? And did. And then, as well as they had a nice their cheese stalls all the way down one road, but that church was absolutely stunning.
It's beautiful. The whole mountain is beautiful, yeah.
I went up there because I like playing Forza Motorsport, and you had Camino Viejo de Montserrat. So I was like, these roads are based on that. So that's why I popped up there, and then I found that, which was absolutely amazing. Yeah. But again, a very spiritual place, absolutely impressive, without a shadow of a doubt.
It really is,
so, Well, you've got the... like I said, the world record attempt, you're going to raise money for this, you know. So how much are you hoping to raise?
We're sort of just over 500, maybe close to 600 now.
Okay.
Looking to push it to 1,000. Anything over that would be beautiful, yeah.
Okay, where can they go to donate?
So I've got a GoFundMe page. If you follow me on Instagram or Facebook, Jethro Eli, J-E-T-H-R-O-E-L-I. Got to spell my name.
Fair play.
And yeah, you'll find a link to my GoFundMe page, and you can read a bit more about it there. And yeah,
cool, cool, no problem at all. Because like you said, it's also you're filming the actual the I say ordeal. It's going to sound like to me, it sounds like an ordeal. But yeah, the whole event to use as well as on the video for the song as well. Which you call Raven Skin.
I think
really
it's
cool.
Quite lovely. It's like performance art, isn't it? I mean, you think about it, you're their canvas.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite an amazing thing, really.
Yeah. Be intrigued to see the outcome of the video and everything. So, yeah. No.
And like I said, we're going live with it as well. And the first 50 people that donated, which I think we're on 32, so the next 18 people will have a chance to win a full day session tattoo with myself.
Oh, God, yeah, okay.
So there will be some prizes.
Okay, well, if that's an incentive for anyone that wants a new tattoo coming up, then get a donation out to
Jethro. So when you say full day, that's quite a big tattoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
10 till 5.
Right.
10 till 5.
Little break here and there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure someone will snap your arm off.
Well, would that get you like a full back or something like that?
It depends on what you haven't done.
Yeah.
Something can be really small and detailed.
And take time,
Or a good sleeve.
Yeah.
But...
yeah, it's very time-consuming, detailed pieces. So.
Yes, absolutely. Oh, it's a work of art. I mean, that is the thing, isn't it? You know, however long it would take you to paint a picture, you're just on a different canvas.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, brilliant. And obviously your background is, you know, you've been a local musician for years too.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone will remember you from doing Kings of Vocals.
That's it, yeah.
So how many years were you together? Are you still together, actually, you said?
We're still doing the odd bits. Yeah. We started when we were 16. Even 15, we were freestyling around house parties and stuff, trying to beatbox. And then we took it a bit more serious as we got into our 18, 19, 20s. Started to play the Isle of Wight Festival, I think it was. We were 21, I think, when we first played.
You say that like it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. I turned 35 yesterday, actually.
Fair play. 14 years, that's good.
Yeah, we've been playing the festival for quite a while. Done it every year since as well.
Nice.
And as soon as the Cirque de la Quirk stage popped up, we've been on that stage every year.
I must admit, that is a fab stage. Yes. It's good fun. It is really good fun, that stage.
One of my favourite stages I played on, for sure.
Now, did you play this year?
I didn't because I couldn't get away from Spain. It's the first year I've missed.
That's a good enough excuse, though.
I was gutted, though, because one, I wanted to see Green Day.
Yeah.
Two, I'm dying to get back on the stage. I'm missing it a lot.
Well, maybe next year we'll see you back up on Cirque de la Quirk.
Definitely.
So you were saying you've got a son, little boy, that he's also started his recording career.
Yeah, he has.
So how does he contribute?
He's come on the streets busking with me before, and he grabs the microphone, don't want to let go of it, and just shouts, "Yo, yo, yo," just like his papa.
Yeah.
But recently we've recorded like 4 or 5 songs together, and I sort of tell him what to say, and then he goes with it himself. He's actually come up with songs himself as well.
Nice.
And I've done a bit of producing with it as well, and we were talking about Logic Pro and I will get my producer to tighten it all up. I haven't shown him yet, so he might be like, what the hell?
Just how wonderful, you know, if he'd really got that passion and talent for music to be able to start it at such a young age and just be confident in his abilities, you know, without that kind of where they get a bit shy as they get sort of 7, 8.
And he thinks we're making an album together. Well, we are making an album together, so...
Collaboration.
Watch out for that,
He might let you tour with him someday, you never know.
Yeah. He'll end up being the top act and be like, do you need some support?
I'll be his DJ.
Or manager. It sounds cool. No. So, obviously, you had the Kings of Vocals and now you're doing your solo stuff as well. Mm-hmm. So, how many albums along are you?
I'm on my 3rd album, which I'm hoping to release towards the end of the year.
Okay.
I've got 2 albums out already. You can find them Spotify, Apple Music, pretty much everywhere. Bandcamp. Bandcamp's good because the artists get more money if you're buying from Bandcamp.
For anyone who doesn't know about that, that is the case, obviously, which is important because it keeps you guys doing stuff and creative as well.
Yes,
so
people got to make a living.
Exactly.
And we put a lot of hours into our craft.
Yeah. Yeah, people take it for granted. They think it's something you literally just churn out overnight.
It has been a huge game changer, hasn't it, for the amount of money artists... I mean, it's touring now, isn't it, that makes them the big bucks. So, you know, where you used to sell every album and know you had a decent amount, it's changed hugely. Really important to support artists in that way. We were just talking earlier about copyright. Because we had Cliff Richard playing earlier and he changed the copyright laws, didn't he?
Okay.
Yeah, because it used to be you only owned your copyright for 50 years and he was still only in his 60s when that was going to come to an end, and he was, hey, hang on a minute, I'm still alive here, you know, I want my copyright. And so he changed those laws. So things do change, but it's quite a slow process. So,
I'm one of these people, I'm a Cliff fan. I appreciate him, I don't doubt. And the fact that I never actually knew that, I appreciate him even more for
that. Well, you know, the guy's got longevity, if nothing else, hasn't he? Yeah. I mean, he's been around for a very long time.
So was his real name Harry Webb, though, wasn't
That's
it?
That's the one.
Yeah, he wasn't born Cliff Richard.
But you didn't think you'd talk about Cliff Richard, would
No.
you? There you go, Vectis Radio, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, crikey, nice. So you Ravenskin song, that is on your 2nd album?
That's on the 2nd album.
So you can listen to that now, but your video is coming out for it, obviously, once you've done the event and everything as well.
Yeah, we're getting it professionally filmed by... He's a guy that does all my videos, Charlie. He's just such a good videographer.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we're getting him in to do that. If you want to check out my videos as well, I've got loads of stuff on YouTube. And you'll see some of his beautiful work.
Nice.
And a lot of places on the island, we film a lot of abandoned places, which we get permission to go.
Of course you do.
Yeah. And, the song we're going to play in a minute, we got a video out for that, and we go to a lot of places on the island filming.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really good.
As I said, I was about to say, I know nothing, I'm from Barcelona. But, okay, cool. Well, I'll let you introduce your song in a moment, but just to remind people that you can go online via GoFundMe and look up Jeffro Eli and donate towards the cause he's looking to start a retreat in Spain. I must admit, I like the sound of that. And if you have interest, please give us a donation. You could win yourself a day in the chair, at Ravenskin.
That's it.
Yeah. And well, good luck with it, buddy.
Thank you
I do
very
hope
much.
It goes well. And it's great to have you in the studio today.
It's good to be here.